For today's reinvention story, we meet Mona and R, a married couple from Iraq. They're refugees and asked us not to use their full names to protect their family members back home. R doesn't speak much English, so Mona told me their story. I met them at the East End Community Center in Dayton, where they're getting help assimilating to life here after leaving their home in Iraq.
Maybe you will be surprised because we used to live so safely and we have no problems. Although we have a bad regime there and dictator one, but we get used to live that life. We have our job, we have our car, we have our home. And after the war, everything changed. He was working with American company and it was a civilian, it's not military, but he's been threatened because they consider him like a traitor. So they left him an envelope with the bullet inside it. And this is a sign that we will kill your family. Yeah, and our house had been shot in. Yeah, a stranger came and shot our house. The closet of my little girls that was, there's bullet inside it and holes. I couldn't go on there. So we didn't think about, this is the only decision that we were thinking about our family. We didn't think about the car, the house. So I just flee. We started all over with our saving in Egypt, and it was so hard. Yeah, it was so hard because in Egypt, they are a poor country, and they assume that we have money. So they raised the rent for us. They didn't help us in food. They didn't help us at all. So after we went there, after 6 months, I said, I want to see my parents. I want to go back. He said, you cannot go back. Even if I'm thinking about see them, the ticket will cost a lot. And my husband said, it's a risk to go there. You have to go to neighbor country and meet there. But for the tickets, too much for me. But to tell you some secret, I love to see them, but I will be just destroyed after seeing them because I said, I've been a long time. They changed. Look at their hair. Look at the color. Look at the wrinkles. They just get old. And they cry. They see my children and cry. They say they get old so fast. And, you know, for my children, they speak American. I was like, don't speak at home American. We will go there. We will see your grandmother and grandfather. They won't understand what you're saying. You have to learn Arabic so you can go back and talk to them. So it was by accident a friend came and said, "Why you can't go to America? You work with the troops and with the American company. You can go." You know, it was a plus for God to come here because we get the refugee help benefits. And we get the food stamp, the insurance, medical insurance. And after 8 months, the struggle starts on again because we have to look for a job. I tried a lot. I just worked when I came here part-time translator. But it's hard when you have a very small kids. You don't have a relatives. You don't have a mom. You don't have a father or something to have a job with a very limited wages. You have to put in daycare. So I prefer to stay at a home, and I'm thinking while we're studying. We want to be U.S. citizen. This is our place. That's it. I was thinking at the beginning that we will get it. We go back home. But you can't. You're just thinking, what about my children? They have to continue here. They should have something for their future. I can say it's good here. I can see from teachers in school how they behave, how they treat my child. I can see it in facilities in everywhere, in hospitals. And I think it's something like psychological thing that they think that they give you the green card after 1 year. Because after 1 year, everything changed in your mind. It's like you feel like, I belong here.